If you will just lift your hands to the Lord. Say, Holy Spirit,
I'm asking you
to press in
to my heart
that you are that center
of my life. And I want to go forward. I want a taste of your goodness. In the land of the living. In Jesus' name, I pray. The word I got this morning was in Acts chapter 4. So we're going to be touching Acts chapter 4. And they've just had a miracle. A man was set free, and there was a gentleman that in chapter 3 that Peter and John were going to the temple, and he was crippled from birth. And at the end of chapter 4 it says this man was 40 years old. So it's kind of cool that he's been around for 40 years, and being in front of the temple and was carried there. I don't know about you, but when you're a caretaker of someone that's ill, I think you would be totally relieved after 40 years. Wouldn't you? How excited would you be to see someone that you've been caring for 40 years, and all of a sudden they can walk and do all the things that they couldn't do before? See, we serve the God of the impossible. We serve the God that is not restricted by death or infirmity. So, I shared with some of the saints earlier that the young man that was ministered to on Sunday called me on Monday and asked me what we had done to him. Because three of us had laid hands on him, and that had never happened to him before. And even on Monday, his legs were still numb, and he could still feel the heat running up and down. And he was full of questions. But he was so excited telling me that I'm a new person. I know I'm a new person. I don't know what you guys did to me, but I'm a new person. I says, and I presume you love the Lord like never before, he said. Verse 1, chapter 4. The priest and the captain of the temple guards and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. This young man says, I was dead, but now I'm a brand new creation. Which is the greater miracle? He's been saved for a number of years, but God has just raised him to a new level. And tonight, he should be just about there now. He's gone home to Puerto Rico to give away what he received. Verse 3, they seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of men grew to about 5,000. Now that should shake the temple courts. Amen? The next day the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the other men of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Now, if you look at the question, it also tells you that they kind of knew the name. Okay? By what power and what name? So if they have no knowledge of the name of Jesus, they would have never questioned in that manner. Doesn't the question give away their hearts? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, I love the fact that he's filled. That young man we prayed for on Sunday was still filled today, because before he left, we prayed together and it stirred up and regained. And he was excited again and ready to cry. He says, I'm so full of emotions. I've never been like this before. Verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple, and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, and that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which became the capstone. Watch, if you don't have a star on this particular section of your Bible, you should. And if it's not underlined, you better underline it. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Anybody that tries to sneak in the back door to heaven by using some other name are going to be sorely disappointed. 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. Now we got a base to walk on. Look at your neighbor, say, are you ordinary?
Are you ordinary?
Are you unschooled?
Are you unschooled?
Then you qualify to serve the Lord. And talk about Jesus. And lay hands. And set the captives free. You've got your papers tonight. Well, yes or no? See, some people think they have to go to this and that and there and them and those, and you've got it all within you. His name is the Holy Spirit. He is the teacher and the counselor and the comforter, and he can do a work in you that no man can touch. No doctor can compete. And you know, Dr. Jesus doesn't fail with his customers. He doesn't keep you waiting. He shows up, but he might make you wait for the next level. They were astonished and they took note, meaning taking notice, that these men had been with Jesus. So what made them different? Quality time with the Lord. If you want to be developing your spiritual senses without developing your attitude with Him, and quality time with Him, you're going to go around the same circle as the teachers of the law. I'm pushing your buttons tonight. If you don't get quiet before God, then He will not be speaking to you. And then you can say, well, gee, He talks to everybody else, but He don't talk to me. Well, get your act together. Spend some time with Jesus. Miracles will follow. 14. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin, and they conferred together. What are we going to do? with these men? They asked. Everybody living in Jerusalem knows that they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among people, we must warn these men to speak no longer to anyone in this name. The name is a problem. Why is the name a problem? Because it's the nature that they can't stand. Your name describes your nature. 18. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." After further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. Why did God wait 40 years to heal him? Was Jesus visiting the temple from the time we know for sure that he was 13? Jesus is dead at 33. So now we know that for at least 20 years, Jesus visits the temple 3 times a year because it's compulsory. Why didn't he heal him? Thank you. The appointed time. The appointed time of visitation. The appointed time for a transfiguration to take place in this man and to set a whole bunch of people, like 5,000, free. That's a miracle. I don't know what he's going to do next week. I don't know what he's going to do even with what he's done tonight. But my prayer is that you shake the teachers of the law by your obedience, by being average men and women. Just be yourself. And when it's time to pray in the name of Jesus, be bold like Peter. Peter wasn't bold before he got filled with the Holy Ghost, but he sure turned over a new leaf. He wasn't afraid to speak and to ask, and to act. Now, if you bow your heads, say, Holy Spirit, confirm my timing. Why I'm in the earth right now. And when it's time to speak to someone who's sick or crippled, not to be afraid to use the name above every name. The nature of the healer, and the status of his name will shake a lot of people. It might make some people angry with me, but in Jesus there is healing. In Jesus there is resurrection. And I'm ready. Use me, Lord, for your glory. Amen. Any questions? Lift your hands to him. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Put your Bibles down, stand up. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus.
And now may the anointing of the Holy One of Israel take you home safely, and that you would give out the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the word of encouragement, and lift up the saints that are hurting. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.